Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. A synagogue has been attacked in northern England city, Manchester. A man drove a car into people who were outside the synagogue. He then stabbed 6 people, killing 2 and hurting 4 of them. Police shot and killed the suspect. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has promised police will protect other Jewish places of worship.
I promise you that over the coming days, you will see the other Britain, the Britain of compassion, of decency, of love.
Around 100 protesters have met in Melbourne, asking the Australian government to help people being held in Israel for trying to support people in Gaza. A group of boats with some Australians on board has been taken over by the Israeli army. Families of some people on the boats say they are worried. The protesters say the government needs to do more to support Palestinians in Gaza too.
We want to see the government sanction Israel, stop the two-way arms trade, stop providing economic, political and diplomatic support for a state that is carrying out the genocide of the Palestinian people.
Okay.
And also, yeah, to fight for the right of the activists to not be locked up against international law in Israeli jails.
Search crews are still looking for a 4-year-old missing on a South Australian property for almost a week. They are searching the remote area in the state's mid-north, but they have only found a small footprint near the house. Western Australia Police Superintendent Mark Cyrus says the chance of finding Gus is getting smaller.
We're continuing on our search around the area, and hopefully we'll find a clue, a hat, or something that might give us an idea of which direction he actually travelled in.
To sport and in rugby union, the Wallabies are preparing to play against New Zealand tomorrow. The Australian team's coach, Joe Schmidt, says he has made changes to the team to make sure everyone can play well.
With the experience that James brings, we still see that as being important coming off the bench. And he and Nick White and Tom Liner have all been helping Tane to prepare himself. I felt Tane was pretty unlucky in the Argentinian test.
That's the latest SBS News in Easy English.